Chapter 35. Apple Blossom stares up at the night sky. The monsters are all asleep, but she is nocturnal. She shuts her eyes and her mind wanders. She hears her mother's voice so far away, yet so present and distinctive, calling her name. Apple Blossom! She tries to make the voice inside her head go away, but again she hears it. Apple Blossom! Her mother's voice is more insistent now and keeps calling to her. Apple Blossom! This is torture. Mama's voice continues to play tricks on her mind. And then she hears another voice. It belongs to Antonio. Apple Blossom, where are you? She puts her hands to her head and sticks fingers in her ears. The voices are now harder to hear, but they haven't gone away. Stop, she shouts. But the stop is some kind of go, because now she hears a new louder voice. That's her! She knows that voice. It's Amlet. Apple Blossom opens her eyes, and now another sound is in the mix. She hears movement coming from the wall, and then she hears a deep voice say, "Come to Papa." And then Mama again. She's never even met you. And then she'll know her Papa when she sees her Papa. Apple Blossom bolts upright, and she squeals, "Mama, Mama, I'm here!"